fast cars.
Hello, ladies.
This is Women Take the Wheel.
Sit down, strap in, and turn on all you've got.
Nikki Clark is taking you behind the scenes.
You're ready to win.
Let me tell you, these cars, they get up and go pretty good.
Introducing you to women drivers,
crew members,
and fans of the racing world.
Plus, Nikki is bringing you the latest racing news in Indiana and beyond.
We're going to bring it to you from the tower as they get ready to pull into the beam.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network.
All right, strap yourselves in.
Woo!
Getting off the track
and in your ears. This is Women Take the Wheel.
Come on, baby.
With your host.
Here we go.
Nikki Clark.
Hi, I'm Nikki Clark, your host for Women Take the Wheel here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. And on this episode, I have Judy King joining me. She's the founding partner of EPAR Trade. Hear what she's doing to bring motorsports companies together to do business and help small businesses grow at the same time. Stay tuned.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Women Take the Wheel. And today with me is Judy Keen, and she is the founding partner of EPAR Trade. How are you doing today, Judy?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Nicole. And thanks for having me on today.
Oh, I love it. And like I said, I love hearing from everybody and all women in all different type of positions in motorsports. And you have a great business going on. So tell me a little bit about EPAR Trade and how you got that started.
Well, EPAR Trade actually stands for something. It means Electronic Performance and Racing Trade. So it's the first of its kind. It's a business-to-business performance and racing platform. So the industry connects on it, just very similar to a trade show. So it's new to our industry. We've been around for 4 years and it's working.
Yeah, I was going to say, it kind of helped fills a gap because of a company you used to work for, and we have these big conventions kind of like in the off season, but you guys kind of fill the gap for all year, the rest of the year round, correct?
That's right. So we have suppliers on board, racing ones like Molly, ARP, SCAT, all these brands that might exhibit 3 days in Indy, 4 days in Vegas. Well, what about the other 50 weeks of the year? So it's an online 24-hour, 7 days a week platform where we make B2B connections, those high-volume buyers to those suppliers.
See, and that just works out so great because it's nice to see people in person, everything like that. But it's also, you know, you got business to do throughout the rest of the year.
Exactly. We never created this to ever replace the face-to-face trade shows. We love PRI. In fact, I was at PRI for 20 years to the month. And then when Steve Lewis sold to SEMA, I also represented the racing section at the SEMA show.
So this worked out really good for you guys to kind of get in there. And personally, myself, I remember during COVID, like, I loved listening to you guys because, you know, we didn't have trade shows that year. And you guys had a whole week of events. And you're doing it again this year where you have all online where people can tune in, correct?
Exactly. We're coming up to our third annual Race Industry Week, which we co-produced that week with Paul Fanner at Racer.com. And we just announced this morning Also, Speed Sport, so that's Joe Tripp and Ralph Sheehan. So they're joining us for that week.
Oh, that's exciting.
But talking about COVID, I mean, we had done a few webinars. Lake Speed really taught us how to do this, and then there were no trade shows. So I got this harebrained idea. Let's create one online for the industry. We produced 55 hours of content for the industry, and we had about 110 countries join us.
Oh, wow. So it was worldwide.
It is worldwide. In fact, the platform is really like heavy PRI, heavy SEMA, Autosport, and PMW as well. So in essence, you have four trade shows on here, and now we've been live for 4 years. So every single day we have new companies register with us, just like having a badge at a trade show. But that new is important because these are companies that maybe never have gone to a trade show.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all new opportunity for our suppliers.
Yeah, and I remember when you did that week thing, I watched it too, and I register. I'm on your newsletter. I get your newsletter every week. And I remember watching that because you guys had such great information. You have you had great displays by, you know, by different companies showing off their products. And you had some pretty famous names, you know, sharing their experiences.
Oh, yeah.
And that I enjoy watching them. And don't tell my boss, I may have snuck in a couple at work.
Thank you. We do try to cover every aspect of racing, from Chili Bowl, Street Strip, NASCAR, F1. I mean, it's just a who's who on these technical webinars. And so we have all these industry leaders. We also have every sanctioning body pretty much represented. And in between there, we have our technical webinars, which we are fortunate to have Jeff Hammond and Brad Gilley as our hosts.
Oh, that is great. Like I said, I remember watching, I think Ray Hall was on there and Antron was on there. Like you said, it's every type of racing, no matter what type of racing, I was watching it because you like this podcast. I learned something from everything, from everybody.
Yeah, Doug Yates, Zach Brown, Ross Braun, Emmett Hahn, it's just everybody.
And now let's get a little bit into you now, too, because like I said, you have a pretty great position here going on and you filled a great gap. So what got you interested in motorsports? Have you always been a motorsports fan, or is it something in business wise you kind of fell into?
I just fell into it. Literally, I sent over a resume to PRI not knowing anything about motorsports. So the joke is kind of on me. Now I'm a walking database of contacts. And so just like Steve Lewis, and that's who I learned this industry from, Steve Lewis, but also my customers. I just listened a lot.
And my mom even knows who you are. She's like, oh, I just love her. She's so great.
Yes, I've known your mom for 20 years. She was my PRI exhibitor forever.
And she still is every year. They're still there right away. The first people to sign up. And so, but then you got into it and then you just kind of fell in love with it then.
Yes. You know, it's a lot of family-owned businesses, just like yourself and your family. So that's what this industry is based on. It's not the big corporate companies. It's the small entrepreneurial companies. So luckily, I was there learning this industry for 15 years with Steve Lewis.
And he did a good job.
Yeah, he's a guru of trade shows. And all we did was really take his thinking, his elements of producing a trade show and put it on this platform.
Nice. And now, you know, being around all these racers, do you follow one motorsport more than the other? Do you have a favorite motorsport, or you love them all?
I kind of like them all, but I think I really like USAC Sprint Midget because Steve Lewis had the number 9 USAC championships. He had 10 championships. So I really like grassroots, and that's where the heavy car counts are, right?
Oh,
but
yeah.
I also like car as well. A lot of families there and just good people.
You're right. That's what I love, too. And I was talking the other day when I was on Daybreak, I'm like, all racing is a family, no matter what motorsport it is. I mean, it's you have your real blood family, and then you have your racing family. And we are all just a big family.
Exactly. Well said. I mean, it is just one big family.
And so what kind of, you know, for somebody who wants to, a woman who wants to be in your position, do the kind of work you do, is there any training or education you think that really helped you out and helped you moved in, up in your position?
Okay, so there's not really special training that I had, but I mean, like I said before, and I don't want to really repeat myself, but I really learned from the guru of trade shows, Steve Lewis. So I was just fortunate to fall upon that position, and now it's all I know. I've been doing this for 25 years.
Well, basically, your advice kind of is then find your mentor, find, you know, somebody who knows more than you do and learn from them and be a sponge.
Exactly. And also, really just learning from your customers, just listening. I mean, that goes to say for any industry, right?
Everything. You always have to listen to your customer, your client, and your boss, those three people.
Yes. Yes.
And you have to give them what you want. And so, no, you're entirely true. And going back a little bit, you know, with the EPAR trait, I mean, what really pushed you guys to, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave this job and start this. What made you kind of take the leap?
Well, we really saw a gap in the industry. There are more days, more weeks than just a few days exhibiting. And so we created this platform. I personally left so I could help small companies grow their business. That's why I personally did. But we saw this gap, and with today's technologies, and everything could be at your fingertips. So we've really created a platform. We've created a newsletter series that you see three times a week, Tuesdays through Thursdays. We've created Race Industry Week, our Wednesday tech webinars. And then we also have our fourth element is Race Industry Week. So we saw this huge gap, and it's working. People are making connections and doing business.
And that is great to see that. So, and I've been around, you know, reading your newsletters, and I just learned so much from them. So that is so great that you're helping everybody out like that.
Thank you. You know, it's exciting when we get the big name companies that are coming on board, race winning brands and all their brands. But what just pleases me as much is all these new companies. Like this morning we had Race Chick on. I don't know if you saw that on the.
I love her so much.
Tomorrow we've got Blue Demon Welding. So we have launched and helped so many startup companies.
That is so great that you, like you said, it's not just the big ones, it's the little one, and everybody's got to start somewhere, and you guys are there for them.
Yes, exactly. And that's what feeds me.
That is so good. And the satisfaction from your job, it's when you get the feedback like that, you know you're doing something right.
Yeah.
That is so great to hear. Now, just to remind everybody, what dates are your, is the big week coming up?
It's okay. It's the week before the PRI trade show. So it's November 28th through December 3rd.
And any preview of anybody you're going to have on there?
Well, we're still in, we're confirming the big names right now and the sanctioning bodies, but I have a whole lineup of suppliers that are wanting to hold some space in this week.
Oh, that is awesome to hear. I'll definitely tune in for that. And what, let people know where they can find information on your website, your social media. Let people know where they can go to find everything.
Well, we are all over the place. If you go to epartrade.com, you could register as long as you're an engine builder, fabricator, retailer, WD. As long as you're a racing business or a professional race team, you are welcome to come on board. It's completely free for you to use this platform. It's a great database.
Perfect. Is there anywhere on social media that you guys have where people can look you up and keep updates too?
We're on LinkedIn, Facebook, and also Instagram.
I'm an Instagram girl. I love to see the pictures and the videos. I'm the creative mind who likes to do video and stuff. So that's my favorite. So
yeah.
I definitely have to follow you guys.
It is a social media world. If you're not on it, you're behind.
100%. 100% correct on that. And is there anything, you know, before we say goodbye for the day, is there anything else that you wanted to let people know?
Yes, I just want to welcome, if you're a racing business, you are welcome to register on this platform. Registration means you're just having a badge for access. And this platform is working. I've had a newer racing lubricant company that connected with an IndyCar team. We did a tech webinar where one of these tech webinars, they had 40 leads come to them right after. I had a race car builder on this platform who set up a dealer, and then somebody called up to him afterwards and bought a race car. We have the right audience on this platform, and it's working. So I welcome anybody that if you go and walk trade shows, engineers, salespeople, you're tagged on to a racing business, please, you are welcome to register with us.
That is great. And thank you so much for being with me here today, Judy. And I look forward to exploring ePartre a lot more and learning from you.
Well, thank you, Nicole, again for this opportunity. And it's just so great to know that Caroline's your mother. It kind of tickles. Known her for 20 years. So
thanks.
You tell her hello.
I will. I'll tell Mom hi. I'm like, hey, guess who said hi today?
Yes. Well, thanks, Nicole.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Thank you again for listening. I'm Nikki Clark, and this is Women Take the Wheel. Be sure to connect and follow on Facebook when you search for Women Take the Wheel podcast. And be sure to follow and subscribe to this podcast right now on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
From the All Indiana Podcast Network,
this is Women Take the Wheel
with Nikki Clark. Follow and subscribe to this podcast now and discover even more great podcasts on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Online at allindianapodcastnetwork.com.
allindianapodcastnetwork.com.